I'm doing good. How are you, Coach?
I'm good.
All right. Just wanted to ask you a few questions here since I wasn't able to get on the teleconference on Monday.
Okay.
I guess just first off, how would you assess your team looking at this game on Saturday against Iowa? I know you're coming off a loss against Purdue that from the way it sounded and from at least the bits that I saw, looked like a game that you guys were able to stay with the Boilermakers and had an opportunity to come out with a win.
Yeah, we did. We missed two field goals in the first half, and they intercepted a pass in the end zone where we had a man open. Our young quarterback underthrew it a little bit, and then we were driving again and we were in our Wildcat, snapped the ball high, and backed ourselves out of field goal range. But the play that killed us, the last play of the third quarter, it was 14-6. Our corner stepped in front of the receiver to intercept the ball, and the ball went through his hands and right to a Purdue player streaking down the sideline for a touchdown. And that was just a backbreaker because it went from – and we were really controlling the game right then. And then, we weren't able to recover from that. But Iowa and Purdue are two different animals, okay? Iowa, I think – is as complete a football team and good a football team as we played against here at Ball State since the 2006 Michigan team, where we had to go up and play them. I think they were ranked second in the country. Mm-hmm. I think the Iowa loss was one of those crazy games that happened once in a while. But I think Iowa is at least a top 10 and maybe a top 5 team, and very, very talented, very, very well coached. They're as good as we played in a long time.
Now, I know that you just said that you feel Iowa and Purdue are completely different animals, but do you feel it maybe helps your guys, especially the younger players, that having had a game against a Big Ten opponent already as you prepare?
No question. The speed of the game is different, and the venues are different. I don't particularly like playing back-to-back games like this because, physically you kind of get beat up in the games, but I think these venues are great for our young players. It's much like our 2018 that was so good here that went undefeated in the regular season, played in those kind of venues earlier in their career, played at Michigan, played at Nebraska, played at Illinois, and we grew through that, and these kind of games are the same thing. And unfortunately for us, I think we're catching an Iowa team that's as good as they've had there. Time will tell, but I think potentially it might be Kurt's best team.
And given your ties to the Big Ten with your experience at both Purdue and Michigan, how would you describe the atmosphere that you're going to be bringing your team into here in Iowa City, and just the things that stand out in your mind when you think about Kinnick Stadium?
Well, I think this, if I counted right, is my sixth visit to Kinnick. I was the head coach at Kansas State, and we played them there twice, and at Michigan at least three times. At Ball State, my first year here, we played them and got waxed. The pink locker rooms, the great Hawkeye fans, the setting. I told the players on Monday, there are very few venues in this country where there are more into it fans and better environment and knowledgeable football fans than there are at Iowa City. Iowa City, unless you've been there or coached there, a lot of people don't have a clue. But it is one of the great venues in college football with one of the great fan bases in college football.
And looking at your team here, I know that you kind of had a quarterback situation with both Keith Wenning and Kelly Page. Is Wenning going to be the guy that starts, and what have you seen out of him that's impressed you so far?
Well, not many high school kids could come in and start at Purdue and Iowa, their third and fourth games of their career. We knew when we recruited Keith that we had a special player. And it was. And Kelly is a good quarterback. They have different strengths. I played them both last week. I'll play them both again tomorrow. But Keith has that ability to get the ball down the field, and he's big and he's smart, and he's. Just just what I thought he was going to be. I think, particularly in our conference, he can be a real, real force. And our league is quarterback driven, as you well know, the Roethlisberger and the Leftwiches and all the people, Dan LeFevre a year ago. That's what our league's all about. And I think he's one of the bright young stars.
And I know your offensive line, you suffered a very serious injury, Cameron Lowry being out for the year. What are your concerns as you go up against Iowa's front four as far as like what you want the offensive line to be able to do?
Yeah, I want to be able to stay in front of those guys. This is a big-time front four. You know, probably all NFL guys, probably at least a couple of them, maybe first-round draft choices. It's the strength of their team. Their defense, Norm is a great defensive coach, and they play fast, and they don't do a whole lot, but they can get pressure with just four guys, which is really, really what you look for. And we've got to do a good job. We did a decent job on Kerrigan last week from Purdue, but you can't double any one of their guys because, you know, both their ends are really, really stars. And we got to fight our hearts out. We're up against it up front. Let's call it like it is.
And I know you at the beginning you were talking about the mishaps that you had on special teams last week with the two field goals and the block PAT, but do you see that as maybe being an edge for your team going into this game, considering the struggles Iowa's had on special teams recently?
Well, I think they'll get them straightened out, and they've got a lot of fast guys, and I'm sure that was a big point of emphasis this week, and we think we have real good special teams, so this is going to be a battle for us. You know, our punter is one of the best in the country, and we've got a really good kickoff return guy and punt return guy, and our forcing units have been good, but we're going up against a little faster people than we did even a week ago at Purdue. So this will be interesting because Iowa's going to want to make some plays in the kicking game to bust this thing open. That's what Big Ten teams do against MAC teams.
And my final question for you here, what are the things that you're going to be stressing to your team at least early on in this game so that way they find a way to, you know, stay in it and put themselves in a position where they can maybe come out with a victory?
Well, we have to play with better details. You know, you can't have pre-snap penalties. If we get stopped, Iowa's got to stop us. Ball State can't stop us, and we can't give up big plays. And we've got to compete like hell up front on offense and defense because we're really overmatched size-wise, and we got to fight. But we've got a very high-character group of kids here, and we're trying to get back where we were a few years ago. And, you know, we'll see. I told them a week ago, you get in front of the bright lights, and you find out what you're all about. And these lights are a little brighter than the ones were last week.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate talking to you. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.